Each day, 65 American babies are stillborn. Changes in fetal movement are often the first and only sign of distress. Yet Samantha Banerjee, executive director of Push for Empowered Pregnancy, tells Star 97.7, in America, unlike in other countries, there are no standardized guidelines for healthcare professionals on how to address this critical issue in prenatal care.
As a result, as is illustrated in the Push short film that's the centerpiece of the campaign, how those concerns are responded to all depends on who picks up the phone and what kind of biases or myths they might believe, and this puts parents in a very dangerous situation.
Banerjee says new parents especially are often reluctant to speak up or question their healthcare provider, so it's critical to have such guidelines in place. We've posted a link to the film she references with this story on our Star 97.7 local news page. There are 20,000 stillbirths a year in the U.S., and if you know a woman who has experienced a stillbirth, you know it's trauma that often lasts a lifetime. Parents have launched a national campaign, Push for Empowered Pregnancy, to sound the alarm about changes in fetal movement, advocating for standardized protocols to prevent stillbirths and save lives. Executive Director Samantha Banerjee tells Star 97.7 they want to make AFM, or altered fetal movement, a recognized medical emergency so that women know to trust their bodies and speak up.
The most important thing is it's really critical to speak up right away if you ever notice a change. That's one of the things that is really hard for parents to do because we are so often, especially in our first pregnancies, treated like a hysterical first-time mom. We don't know any better.
Banerjee says, even if you have an appointment the next day, don't wait. Speak up right away and be assertive if you notice any unusual change or movement. Last week, parents launched a national campaign to sound the alarm about changes in fetal movement that could be the only sign of a potential stillbirth. The Stillness is an Illness campaign advocates for standardized protocols to prevent stillbirths and save lives by making altered fetal movement, or AFM, a recognized medical emergency. Samantha Banerjee is executive director of the movement. She tells Star 97.7 it's critical that women know their bodies and not be afraid to act immediately and assertively.
Not every stillbirth is preventable, but in many cases, there is a window of opportunity to act. And that window of opportunity is usually short, like a matter of hours. It's really critical that you not only reach out to your doctor, but we actually advise this go straight to L&D. If your baby's actually in distress, there's nothing that you can do to help them at home or at the doctor's office. You have to be somewhere that you can be monitored and potentially delivered.
We've posted a link to a short video on the issue on our Star 97.7 local news page. Samantha says it's difficult to watch, but that with 65 stillbirths a day in the U.S., it's a critical issue on which we all need to be educated. Despite numerous screenings for gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, and Group B strep, altered fetal movement, or AFM, is often neglected as a warning sign of a possible stillbirth. Samantha Banerjee is executive director of Push for Empowered Pregnancy, a movement whose goal is to create standardized guidelines for healthcare professionals on how to address this critical issue in prenatal care. Banerjee knows firsthand the heartache of stillbirth. She says no one knows your body like you, so it's important to take warning signs such as AFM seriously.
Get to know your normal so that you can detect it right away if there is any alteration to your baby's movement. And then know how important it is to speak up, and if you're not being heard, to keep speaking up until you are.